Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the 12th topic of Parsha Shoftim, Risasig Gvul Re'acho. By the Aliyah of Shishi, Perek Yutes, Posuk Yudalet. Lo Risasig Gvul Re'acho, Asher Govulu Rishonim, Benachal Osecho Asher Tinchal Boretz, Asher Adoino Yaloyecho, Noiseinecho Lerishto. Do not move back the border between your field and your friend's field, the border that earlier generations established, in order to make your field larger and his field smaller, in the inheritance that you will inherit in the land that Hashem is giving you to inherit. Says Rashi, Lo Sasig Gvul. What does the word Sasig mean? Loshin Nosoigu Ochoil, to move backwards. This is referring to when you move the border between your field and your friend's field backwards into his field, making your field larger. We have a pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. You're not allowed to steal. You're not allowed to steal anything. Movable items, land, it's all included. So what is this pasuk coming to add? Coming to teach us that if you uproot the border between your field and your friend's field, you're over an additional lav besides for loisigzol. You may have thought that this additional lav of loisasig is even in chutz laoretz. Tamud loimar no. Only be'eretz Yisrael, oiver b'shnei lavin. But the chutz la'aretz ain't oiver, elo mishum lo sigzoil. All you have is the original lav of lo sigzoil. And can the 12th topic of lo sasig. On to the 13th topic, edim zoy memim. Lo yoku meid echod be'ish l'chol avoin u'l'chol chatos. בכל חית אשר יחתו על פי שני עדים, אוי על פי שלוש עדים יקום דבור. One aid cannot testify in a man regarding punishing him in any type of punishment, physical or monetary. Physical includes misa or malkois, monetary is momoin. Claiming any crime that a person did, you can't do that with one aid. You could only establish a testimony to punish somebody if you have two or three eidim. Says Rashi, eid echot. Why did they have to say the word echot? The word eid means one eid. Says Rashi, ze bono av, this teaches us b'chol ha'tira kula, kol eid shabat tira shnai. Whenever it says eid, it's referring to two eidim. Elohim kein pogad l'choboy echot, unless it says echot. That's why the Torah said echod, to tell you, if I don't tell you echod, the word aid is referring to two aidim. L'chol ovoin u'l'chol chatos, lihiyoiz chaviroi ne'nash aleidusoi. One aid cannot cause his friend to be punished based on his testimony. L'oinesh guf, not a physical punishment, miser malkois. V'l'oinesh momoin, not a monetary punishment. Avol komu l'shvua. There is one thing that one aid can accomplish. He can make him make a shvua. Omar lachaveiro, if Reuven tells Shimon, "Tein li money sheil visicho, give me back the money that I lent you. You owe me a money." Omar lo Shimon answers back, "Ein lachaveiro klum. I don't owe you anything. Kufir hakoil denies everything. Veid echad meidoi sheyesh loy." But Reuven has an eid echad on his side, saying that Shimon does owe the money. True, that eid echad can't be mechayev Shimon to pay the money, but chayev lishavaloi. He can be mechayev Shimon to swear. Al pi shnei edim, on the mouth of two edim. What is this mouth teaching us? Two halachos. Number one, v'lo sheichtevu edusam v'geres v'yishlechu lebezdin. Edim cannot write down their edus and send it to Bezdin. They have to say it over. Number two, v'lo sheyamu turgamon beinu edim uvein adayonim. You can't have a translator standing between the edim and the adayonim if they don't speak the same language. Rather, the Dayanim have to hear it directly from the mouth of the Edim and understand it. Posuk tezayin kiyokum eid chamos be'ish la'anoiz boy soro. Rashi already established that the word aid, if it doesn't say echod, refers to two Edim. So if you have two Edim testifying in a person, robbing him from his innocence, and they testify that he did something that is not true, totally removed from the truth. But there's something else we learn out of this word, soro. Let's talk about a case where Reuven and Shimon, two Edom, testified that Levi killed Yehuda. There are three ways that we could disprove this Edus. One way is, Yehuda, the dead person, walks in. Clearly, Levi did not kill Yehuda. We now know that Reuven and Shimon are liars. That is not what our pasuk is talking about. Another example, Reuven and Shimon testify that Levi killed Yehuda, and come in Yisachar and Zvulun and say, no, Levi did not kill Yehuda. So at this point, it's two against two, whether or not Levi killed Yehuda. But even if Beis Din were to find out that Yisachar and Zvulun are correct, and Reuven and Shimon are liars, that's also not what we're talking about over here. Rather, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about that Yisachar and Zvulun came along, and they said, Reuven and Shimon, you could not have seen Levi killing Yehuda, because both of you were with us elsewhere at the time that you claim that you saw Levi killing Yehuda, and therefore you could not have seen it. We darshan saw, namely, the Edim were removed from the case. They weren't there at the time and place that they claimed they were. That is what the parasha of Edim Zemimim is talking about. Says Rashi, Lano is where he saw, Dovo She'enoi, something that is not, something removed from the truth. But more than that, She'hu Saro Eida Zemi Kolo Eidu Sazois, these Edim are totally removed from this testimony. Keitzad, She'omru Lohem Yisachar Zvulun, told Reuben and Shimon, how could you say Levi killed Yehuda? Valoi Imonu Oisem Oise Ayoim Amo Komploini, you were with us elsewhere at that time. Posuk Yud Zayin ve'omedu shnei ha'anoshim asher lohem oriv lifnei Adonai lifnei ha'kohanim ve'ashoyvetim asher yehiyu bayomim ha'heim. The shnei ha'anoshim, the two men in Posuk Yud Zayin, is referring to the Eid Chomos, the two Eidim in Posuk Tes Zayin. And the word asher lohem oriv is referring to the litigants that the shnei ha'anoshim are testifying against. In my story, it's talking about Levi killing Yehuda. Well, obviously Yehuda would not be there if that's what they're claiming, that Levi killed Yehuda. But it could also be a monetary issue. They're claiming that Levi owes money to Yehuda. Or you could take Yehuda out of here totally. They're claiming that Levi was Mechal Shabbos or Eved Avodah Zarah. The point is that these two men stand up in front of Beis Din and they say Eidus against Asher Lohem Oriv, against the litigants, whatever it may be that they claim that they did, Lifnei Hashem. When you're standing in front, if you're standing in front of Beis Din, Hashem is also present. Lifnei HaKohanim VaShoftim, like we saw above, the default Dayanim were Kohanim, but not only, could it be any Shoftim, Asher Yihiyu Bayomim Ohein. Whatever the Shevet is in your days, that's the one you have to accept the authority from, even if he's not as great as the judges in the previous generations. Says Rashi, Ve'omdu Shneiho Anoshim Be'edim HaKosu Medabel, we're talking about Edim. And it teaches us two halachis. Number one, of Ve'limen She'en Edus Benoshim. Noshim Apostle Edus, it says Anoshim, not Noshim. Ve'limen She'tzrichem Lo'id Edus Al Me'umod. Edus must be while standing, Ve'omdu. Asholem Oriv, Elu Bale Adin. Those are the litigants that the Edim are saying a testimony about. Lifnei Hashem Yihye Doimolem Kilu Oimdim Lifnei Amok. When you stand in front of Beis Din, you are standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch. Shenemar Bekerev Elohim Yishpoit. The beginning of the pasuk is Elohim Nitzav Ba'adas Keil. Hashem is among the Adas Keil, namely the Beis Din, Bekerev Elohim. This Elohim is Choil, referring to Beis Din. Bekerev Elohim, among the Dayonim, Yishpoit, Hashem is also there judging. Asher Yihiyu Bayomim Hohem, Yiftach Bedoiroi, Kishmuel Bedoiroi, two Shoiftim that Klal Yisrael had in the days of the Shoiftim. Yiftach was not as great as Shmuel, but it does make a difference. He was the Shoifet and his generation, and therefore you have to treat him with respect. Rashi made a similar drasha above in the parsha of the Beit Nagodol and the Zoken Mamre. Posuk Yud Ches v'dorashu ashrifetim heitev v'hine eid sheker ho'eid sheker ono v'ochiv. And the judges have to investigate and interrogate Yisochar and Zvulun, the Mazimim, very well. And after they do that, it turns out that v'hine eid sheker ho'eid, the original two Eidim, Reuven and Shimon, are liars. And they testified falsely in their brother. Says Rashi v'dorash Rashiftim heitev al piya mazimim oisam, based on those mazimim Yisachar and Zvulun that testified that Reuven and Shimon were imono yisem oisayoy mokem ployni, you were with us elsewhere. Sheboidkim v'chuykrim esaboyim lazimom medrisha v'chakira, they have to investigate and interrogate to get to the bottom, to get to the truth. V'hine eid sheker, Rashi repeats what he told us before. Kol mokem shenemar eid b'shnayim akosu medaber. Whenever it says aid, without the word echod, it means two aidim. Namely, the din of aidim zoymimim, we're about to learn that you give them the punishment that they wanted to give the litigant, will only be true if both aidim were found to be zoymimim. Posuk yutes vasisem loy kashel somam lasuiz lochiv uviyato horot mikir becho. You shall do to them what they plotted to do to their brother. Namely, whatever punishment they wanted to give to the litigant, whether it be Misa, Malkois, Momoin, do to them. Get rid of all the evildoers from among you. Says Rashi, Kasha, Zomam, we darshin, only give them what they plotted, what they wanted to do to the litigants. V'loi Kasha also, not if they actually ended up doing it. Mikan omru hogu eine rogi. For instance, if Reuven and Shimon said testimony that Levi killed Yehuda, false testimony, but Lamaisa, we didn't catch the falsity, and in the meantime, Bezdin killed Levi. And then Yisachar and Zvulun came and say, you did not see Levi killing Yehuda, Imonu Eisim Okompleini, Hogu, once they managed to kill Levi, Eine Rogim, we don't kill Reuven and Shimon anymore. We learned that out from Kasha Zomam, only do to them what they plotted, not if they actually accomplished. In order to understand the following Rashi, we need some background. The halacha is, if an eishes ish is mezaneh, both she and the mezaneh are chayev chenek. But if the eishes ish is a bas koyhen, her father's a koyhen, and she was the one that was mezaneh, now she will get sreifa, while the boyel, the mezaneh, will get chenek. And this is learned out of a pasuk in Parshas Emor, when it says, Ubas ish koyhen kisei chelis nois, esavio hi mechaleles, boesh tisoref. Chazal darshin, only he is boesh tisoref, but not the boyel, not the mezaneh. The mezaneh gets the regular misa of eishes ish, namely chenek. Now what happens if Edim Zoymimim said testimony about a bas koyhen who was mezaneh, and they wanted to be mechayev two people misa? You can't kill them twice. They're only going to get one misa. What misa will they get? So if they testified against a regular eishesish, somebody was mezaneh with eishesish, so of course they get chenek. They wanted to be mechayev two people chenek. You can't get twice chenek. We'll give them one chenek. But in this situation, they wanted to be mechayev him chenek, and they wanted to be mechayev her sreifa. Which misa should the Edim Zoymimim get? The misa that they wanted to be mechayev him chenek, or the misa that they wanted to be mechayev her sreifa? That's the topic of this Rashi. So Rashi lasois le'ochiv. Matam lema le'ochiv. This word le'ochiv seems to be extra. Masisim lo'y kashal zomam lasois. Do to them what they plotted to do. And for Rashi, this Ochiv is coming to tell us this case I just told you. If these Zoymimim, Reuven and Shimon, said testimony against the married Bas Koyen who was mezaneh, they don't get Sreifa, the Misa they wanted to mechayev her, elo b'misas ha-boyel shehi bechenek. They get the misa that the boyel would have gotten, namely chenek. How do we know the boil's misa is bechenek different than her misa? Shenemar hi boishti soref. That's the pasuk in Parshas Emor. Esavio hi mechaleles boishti soref. We darshan hi v'loy boyala. Only she gets soref and not the boil. Lekach nemar kan leochiv. Kasho zomam lasos leochiv. V'loy kasho zomam lasos leachoisoi. In a situation where they plotted against a brother and a sister, namely their Jewish brother and their Jewish sister, or mezana with a bas koyen, they get the misa of the ochiv, not of the achoisoi. But don't make a mistake and think, whenever the testimony is against a female, let's say they said testimony about a woman who is mechalal Shabbos, they tried to give her skila, that they won't get skila because the ochiv la achoisoi. Don't make that mistake. Aval b'chol sha'al misois, hishva kosov isha le'ish. Regarding other misois, men and women are equal. V'zoyme me isha ne'rogim k'zoyme me ish. If they plotted against a woman, they'll get equally killed, just as if they plotted against a man. K'goin she'idu ha'shorogot ha'nefesh, o'y she'chilos ha'shabos. In those cases, ne'rogim me'misasa, they will get what they wanted to give her. Sh'le'miyet kana choisoi, this mute of lo'ochi v'lo'la choisoi, is only if I have a choice. What hazama to give? Should I give the chenek of the boil or the seifa of the baskoyen? On that, the Torah says lochiv lela choisoi. But to say a general rule, ochiv lela choisoi, whenever they testified against a woman, they're not chayav misa, says Rashi, that's not true. They will be chayav misa. Posuk ho vanishorim ishmu v'ra'u v'lesifu lasois oin kadovoro azeh bikirbecho. And Beis Din has to announce that Ploini and Ploini Zoymemu were killed in Beis Din because of what they did. And this way all those left over will hear and they will fear and not dare to do again such a terrible thing. Says Rashi ishmu v'ra'u mikan shetzirichem achrozo. Beis Din has to announce about their misa. Ish ploini ploini ne'rogim al shohuzmu beis din. So everybody should hear. Different than what we saw before by the Zoken Mamre. Over there it says, v'chol ho'om yishmu v'iro. That teaches us that we wait till the regel. So everyone should come and see. It says, v'chol ho'om. Over here it says, anishorim yishmu v'iro. We don't wait till the regel, but we do make a achrozo. Posuk chof alev lo yisachoyis aynecho nefesh b'nefesh ayin b'ayin shein b'shein yod b'yod regel b'rogel. Your eyes should not pity the edim zaymimim. Rather, if they wanted to kill somebody mechayev emises bezdin, kill him. Do not have pity. Ayin b'ayin shein b'shein yod b'yod regel b'rogel is talking about if they testified that Levi took out Yehuda's eye or tooth or broke his hand or his foot. In other words, a monetary issue. Because what would Levi have to pay Yehuda? Money. They wouldn't take out his eye. They wanted to be mechayev him, the Levi, money. That money, they have to pay. Says Rashi, ayin be'ayin, momoin v'chein shein b'shein. Adkan, the 13th topic of Parsha Shoftim, Edim Zoymimim.